Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Hope everyone is off to a great start this morning. I am going to take a few minutes and just share with you a few keys to success. And they're inspired by multiple things. I've been deep diving in personal development lately. It's coming from a lot of places. But I want to talk to you about a couple of keys to success. And the first one is the one that is the easiest. And that is straight up work ethic. And, you know, you hear it a lot if you listen to success stories, but there are so many times that people will say that they outworked everybody else to become successful. A lot of times people will say, I can beat anybody because I'll always outwork them. And usually work ethic will surpass talent. Talent will get you somewhere quickly. Talent will get you fast results, fast recognition. But sustaining things long term with just talent does not work. However, work ethic, like the tortoise and the hare, work ethic may not give you the immediate results, but it gives you the big results and it gives you the long-term results. You know, I've been a senior vice president now, geez, I can't do the math, for like 9 years, I think it's been, since I've been a senior vice president. And at that point, I can tell you that I actually know every senior vice president in North America. I don't know all the ones globally, but all the ones in the United States and Canada. And I've also met every Circle of Champions member that's been in North America too. And there are some people who are really, really talented. And there are some people who are not. But they work their way into success, and then they ultimately work their way into talent. What does that mean? Well, if you work hard enough over and over and over and over again, you're going to get good at it. And then all of a sudden, you look talented. Isn't that funny? So, for example, there are people who are not great presenters, not great trainers at all. And they just did it and did it and did it and did it. And they got better and they got better and they worked harder and they studied the people who were talented. And all of a sudden, you would walk in the door, hear them, see them, return to the Zoom and observe them and go, wow, that person's really talented. But my friends, you don't know how much they sucked when they first started. That's really the reality. There are top people in this company who were terrified to ever get in front of people and present. Or when they did it, they were just awful. But you can't distinguish anymore when work ethic catches up. You can no longer distinguish work ethic and talent because they end up looking the same. Except that the work ethic will continue to grow where the talent person will not. The talent person will not. I got this. Where the work ethic keeps going and going. And sooner or later, the work ethic person not only outlasts the person who got there on sheer talent, but ultimately outperforms them as well. It's amazing. And that applies to everything, ACN, athletics, academics, anything you do. You can outwork and have work ethic that will put you at the top, because very, very, very few people will have number two and number three qualities of success, which you need to keep that work ethic grinding. The second quality of success is to have patience. I was actually listening to a great Darren Hardy message the other day, and he said something I love. He said, lack of patience is the worst enemy of ambition. See, if you're working, 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 and you don't see the results fast because you are using that work ethic muscle, then it's easy to mislabel the lack of results as failure or a dead end and just think, okay, it's not going to happen and I'm going to quit. So if you have that work ethic, you've got to have the patience, because, yes, there will be people who will shoot ahead of you right out of the gate. But you don't need to worry about that. You don't need to compare yourself to people, first of all. That's a total waste of time. God made you to be a different person, and you are who you are. But even outside of that, your path is your path. And again, I will triumph work ethic over talent every single day. But do not become impatient. Do not mislabel the lack of immediate results and then give up your work ethic and stop doing what you're doing because you don't see the fruits right away. And again, that applies to everything too, not just ACN. It applies to your health and fitness. You know, you decide you want to eat better. You decide you're going to work out. You know, that doesn't happen right away. You're not going to see results right away. You're going to be frustrated first. You're going to you know, mess up first. You're going to plateau first. All that stuff is part of the journey. And then the third thing is persistence. And you may go, okay, well, that's kind of like number one and number two. But persistence could be a little bit different in our world. Persistence means that you need to continue and persist right on the focus of what you're trying to do. So, for example, you know, I'm really making a push to get a lot of people into this December event because I see what's going on in the economy. I see what's happening. And I know that this year, more than ever, way more than ever, there is going to be an onslaught of people making New Year's resolutions about changing their financial life. But I can't wait and have everything start when everybody else does. The whole key is to get my team prepared. I'm getting my team in a huddle, getting my team ready for this event so that they can be coming out of the gate, killing it in December, and an army of us are rocking January, and that's the whole goal. So what does this have to do with persistence? Because I call people and ask them to register, and then if they don't, I call them back again. And then if they don't, I call them, I get on the phone with them, and I say, do you want me to just register you right now? Because I'm sitting in front of the computer. Grab your credit card. I'll help you get registered. I don't care what I have to do. There are people I know need to be in there, and I know that they, left on their own, will procrastinate. And I have never seen a champion procrastinate. Doesn't happen. People don't come in first and crush it and have amazing results when their life is full of procrastination. So I am turning off the procrastination button in my team, and I am pushing people and persisting. So it is work ethic, but sometimes you got to go back a second time, a third time. Same thing with recruiting. Same thing with getting that last customer. So those are the three keys I want you to think about today, because today we are having our last mojo before the month closes out. And as you all know, we have three killer things going on this month. Number one, the $625 promotion. Number two, every five energy customers is $200. And number three, we are, in many parts of the country, in a great position and a great advantage in terms of being able to go ahead and get gas customers while gas rates are escalating. And we've got a lower rate, which is amazing. Hold on a second. Gotta say love you to my son. My son is awesome. Love my kids. Anyway, so as you are doing all of these things, what I want you to understand is that you can apply these three things as we close the month out. So let's look at it. What is your work ethic going to be between now and Sunday night, which is Halloween? Are you going to outwork everybody? Are you going to make that phone call? Are you going to follow up with that customer? Are you going to follow up with that person who said they would want to get started or said that they would go ahead and be a guest for you at the convention? Are you going to follow up with that person and get everything that you need done? Are you going to knock it out of the park and make the phone calls you don't feel like making? That's an important question. Number two, are you going to have patience if you call somebody and then you have to call them again and then they reschedule you? I was supposed to register someone last night. They just are getting engaged in the business, get them qualified. We had all these master plans. She changed the time. Then I went ahead and restructured my day to accommodate her new time, and then she was not there. Didn't return my text, didn't return my phone call. Oh, my God. But that's where the persistence comes in. Because I'm going to call her this morning. And if she doesn't pick up this morning, I'll give you a tip. Humor is always a great way to break the ice. See, sometimes people don't do what they say they're going to do. Oh, my God, can you believe it? And sometimes they don't. They don't do the things that they say they're going to do. They're not there when they say they're going to be there. They just don't manage themselves with integrity in their word, in terms of integrity in being where they said they would, doing what they said they would. So you got to realize that sometimes they're doing it because they're just distracted. Something went out with work. Something went out with their kids. They forgot. Sometimes they're doing it because they're avoiding you. They're scared. They're nervous. There's a lot of reasons, things like that. But when it's all said and done, you don't want to make the person feel bad. One of my favorite things to do is in a situation like this, I will call them again and say, I'm so sorry. Things must have gotten really hectic for you today, but I'm so excited to help you today. What's your schedule look like, and when can we get things set up and rolling for you? And if they do not respond by halfway through the day, here comes the humor. I send them a gift of Casper the Friendly Ghost. for those of you who are old enough to know who Casper the Friendly Ghost is, and then I'll say, send him a little GIF, text message, and have Casper in it, and I'll say, oh my goodness, please tell me you're not ghosting me, LOL, and I do the little laughing emojis. And that always breaks the ice. And then people don't feel embarrassed or bad, or they don't feel like I'm mad at them. And they laugh, and they'll say, okay, I'm sorry. And they'll come back, and they will cycle again. So that combines work ethic and patience and persistence, and you need all three. So I hope that you truly apply them because, you know, today is Thursday. It gives you Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Trick or treat. How much money are you going to make? How many IBOs are you going to close? How many people are you going to register? Will your Halloween be filled with treats or tricks? What are you going to do? But you certainly can accomplish anything. If you haven't made a dollar in customer acquisition bonuses, you could go get five energy customers and clean up the extra $200 on top of the normal money that you would be making. Because energy is also 2 points. You get an inflated customer acquisition bonus and a $200 bonus. If you haven't recruited anybody, you can go ahead and schedule a PBZ. You can use the presentations tonight. You can use the presentation Saturday. You got 4 days. 4 days is a long, long, long time. If you have somebody who hasn't qualified, you can go ahead and do the same thing. You can get them qualified. You can get people registered. You could do anything in 4 days. If I told you I was running a contest and whoever outproduced the rest of the people on this call could have my residual check as an SPP for the month, then you'd be moving. I bet you would, but sorry, I'm not giving that sucker away. Because I worked hard to get it with work ethic, persistence, and, of course, patience. And I want you to have it too, but I want you to earn it all on your own and experience the growth and glory and fun and everything that goes with being an SPP. So that's my message for you today. Let's knock it out of the park. We got 4 days. Exercise your three keys to success and have an outstanding day. Take care.